This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Paudyal leaves for Sri Lanka to participate in the 75th Independence Day, World Wetlands Day being observed across the country, and Israel launches air raids on Gaza after rocket fire. Now the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Paudyal has left for Sri Lanka today to participate in the 75th Independence Day functions as an honored guest in Colombo from 3 to 4th of February. Lawmaker Paramita Bandara Tinakun will welcome Foreign Minister Paudyal at Bandara Naike International Airport. Minister Paudyal will participate in a dinner hosted by the Nepal Ambassador to Sri Lanka, Basudev Mishra, this evening. On this occasion, Minister Paudyal will interact with the Nepalese community in Sri Lanka. Likewise, Minister Paudyal is scheduled to have a courtesy meeting with Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe and Prime Minister Dinesh Gunawardene on 4th of February. The foreign minister is scheduled to return to Kathmandu on 5th of February. The standing committee meeting of CPN Mouse Center is taking place at 4 p.m. today. Secretary Devendra Paudyal informed that the meeting scheduled for 11 a.m. has been postponed to 4 p.m. According to Mouse Center, the division of work of the party leader, chains of responsibilities, role of the party in the government, and other issues will be discussed in the meeting. The main opposition Nepali Congress had decided to sit for talks with other political parties in view of the election of the vice chairperson of the National Assembly. According to Nepali Congress Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak, a meeting of the Executive Committee of Nepali Congress parliamentary today agreed to hold discussions and consultation with the parties in the opposition alliance and others in the ruling alliance as well as in the regard to the election. The election of the vice chair of the National Assembly is scheduled to take place on coming 6th of February. Lekhak informed that the Nepali Congress is holding its parliamentary party meeting at 1 p.m. on 9th of February at the Lord Sri Hall of the Parliament building in Bhubaneswar. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has organized an orientation program for the members of the House of Representatives on parliamentary procedure and practice. Inaugurating the orientation program at the Federal Parliament building in Bhubaneswar, Speaker Devraj Khimire said that it is necessary to make the parliament effective and accountable. Speaker Khimire said that such training programs will be useful to make the role of parliament and lawmakers effective, accountable and responsible to the people. Home Minister of Malaysia Saifuddin Nansun Ismail will arrive this evening on a three-day official visit to Nepal. According to Ministry of Foreign Affairs, he is scheduled to arrive at 7 p.m. today. During his stay, the Home Minister will hold an official meeting with Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Dul Prasad Oriyal on Friday. He will sit for discussions about Malaysia's foreign work employment relaxation plan with the Nepali side. The Home Minister will fly back home on Saturday. The World Wetlands Day is being marked today. The wetlands that are considered fertile land for human life, agricultural productivity and biodiversity have not been preserved well of late. In lack of proper conservation efforts, the wetlands are on the verge of collapse. Assistant Conservation Officer at the Suklafata National Park, Monos Air, said the wetlands have greater contributions to recharge water, which is indispensable for the lives of wildlife, birds and human. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has said that the wetlands are in a crisis due to climate-induced risks as well as unwarranted human intervention. In a message on the occasion of International Wetlands Day Prime Minister Dahal has called on the three levels of government, the local communities and the private sector to protect, expand and sustainably manage wetlands. The Prime Minister has also requested all concerned to work towards protecting the wetlands through mutual coordination, cooperation and collaboration. The spread of measles continues in Baki, with 399 children confirmed to be infected with the viral respiratory disease. According to vaccine resource person at the District Public Health Office, Naresh Shrestha, a total of 213 people have been found infected in the city. Likewise, 41 people have been diagnosed with the disease in Narainapur, 21 in Khajuraho municipality, 18 in Dudua, 9 in Kohalpur and 7 in Rapti Sonari. Of them, 10 are undergoing treatment. Similarly, 7 children from Rapti Sonari and 2 from Kohalpur are in home isolation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Israeli military has launched air raids on the besieged Gaza Strip as fears over escalating violence continue in the region. The attacks early on Thursday come in the wake of a deadly Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin last week. The raid, in which 9 Palestinians were killed, was followed by Palestinian attacks targeting Israelis over the weekend, including a shooting in occupied East Jerusalem in which 7 Israelis were killed. The unrest has also triggered exchanges of fire between Israeli forces and Palestinian groups in Gaza. This included rockets fired from the blockade strip on Wednesday night. No Palestinian group has claimed those launches. Ukraine has won new weapons places that will help it launch a major counter-offensive later this year, but Russia has tried to take back the initiative in the 49th week of the war. Ukraine faced intensifying battles in the east, where Russian regular troops were injecting new vigor into the fronts held by mercenaries from the Wagner group, mounting new offenses and incrementally gaining ground. In a single 24-hour period, Ukraine's Eastern Forces spokesman said he said on 31st of January that 42 battles had taken place within 15 kilometers of Bakhmut in the region of Donetsk. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly cloudy in Karnali province and Sudupasim province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai Paudal leaves for Sri Lanka to participate in the 75th Independence Day, World Wetlands Day being observed across the country, and Israel launches air raids on Gaza after rocket fire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.